Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Recorded and slated. Ready to go, Chad.
Let's do it.
Ready when you guys are.
Mr. Chatterall.
All right. Wait, Jamie, did you need a water?
I'm okay.
What are you laughing at, stupid bastard?
Right. You're not going to be thirsty in 20 minutes?
You sure you don't want anything, baby?
I can wait. Thank you.
Wow.
You're very welcome. All right. Fuck these guys. Five, four, three,
I'm going to give you my feet.
Two.
No, Chad, I'm with you on this one. I asked her a minute ago. I was like, do you need water? I saw her. She got those crispy... Okay. Things from the protein bar. I'm with you, Chad. People always assume the worst with me. That's one thing about being a white guy these days.
You know, I wouldn't mind that just because then you always pleasantly surprise people as opposed to disappointing them.
That's so funny. I was thinking that when we did that podcast yesterday because he was like, you're such a nice guy on your podcast. And I was like, oh, that's because you hated me so much in Sopranos that I'm just not a huge piece of shit on the podcast and you think I'm like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
That was the first guy who I heard who was like, you're a really nice guy on the podcast.
Yeah, he did say that.
I was like, oh.
Thank you.
Never heard that before. Only took 6 months.
I knew it.
You know, I showered.
That's
what compliments we'll see. We're going to be getting fucking...
We already played the theme song. We're rolling.
Are we?
You just didn't have your earpieces in.
Oh, sorry. Can
wow. we 43 that seconds in, Robbie. Let's go.
Yeah,
no,
Robbie,
it's
like,
fine. We're doing
like,
the episode. Come on.
No. Let's start again because I don't know what I said.
No. Why can't you... Because
I don't like that.
It's like a weird thing. You got to hear the song first.
I got to hear the theme song, but also I think
not
I said...
today, pal.
I think I said something offensive about... I don't like the way I said it on the last one. I just don't know what I said. He was just saying he was a nice guy,
and now these worried people are going to say he's not a nice guy.
We need
that's
some structure around here.
Karma.
Stop the clock, damn it. Yeah, come on, let's start. Let's start over, come on. We can't. I don't know what I said. I can't do it.
We might use some of that, but I will make sure you...
He'll blurt it out. Come on, let's keep it rolling. I'm feeling
sure after
good.
Our history, you're going to do everything to make sure I look like a good guy.
I trust him.
Don't worry, Rob. It's in my hands. I got you.
Chad's got you.
Yeah,
this is what happens in life.
Holy shit.
All right, Rob. Here we go.
Are we really doing this?
No, we got to start over, Jay, because I don't want to listen. You won't want to be associated with me, possibly, if what I said comes out. Come on, Jamie. You're working with the medical, big pharma, big Amy. We can't have. I said
it
bad
really
things.
Wasn't that bad, but
no, I said okay. Something. No, I said something not bad. Nice. Yeah, come
we'll
on.
We'll play it again bad. To get you in the mood, and then we'll see what we keep or don't.
Yeah.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2. Not today.
Hi, Amy Lee.
Hi.
First thing I want to say is I realized how old we were getting the other day when I left your house. And I forget where Cutter was, but it was like you were like holding the door for me as I was walking out. And you were like, I'm going to make a really nice salad for us tomorrow. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then I walked outside and I was like, wow, we are fucking 70-year-old.
Well, I probably said it because I know how much you look forward to your one meal of the day. And I was like, I'm going to do something nice for Rob tomorrow.
Yeah.
Comes
you were
all
like,
the way out here
right.
to visit us in shitty Ubers.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're like, I'm going to make us a really nice salad
And I don't
tomorrow.
Think I made it.
No, of course you didn't. But, it was the
Sorry.
Thought.
I meant
it's
it when I said it.
100% the thought. And that's the thing. I know you did.
Yeah.
And then you get worn down by those kids by 6 p.m. and you just have nothing
they
left.
They grind me to the fucking nub.
So listen, I don't know if it's every 6 months, every whatever. I go down a Corey Feldman rabbit hole. I just fucking love. Because, Corey
like
Feldman.
Like watching his old film?
No. Like watching what he's up to now and how like.
Oh, he's alive. I thought you meant Corey Haim. Got it.
I love this. This has already gone better than I could have ever imagined. He recently wrote a biography titled Choreography, of course.
Oh, I like it.
He's a fantastic performer, dancer,
yeah,
singer,
yeah, remember he
everything.
Can like dance like Michael Jackson, can he?
We're about to watch some of the game. Yeah, hell yeah. So, and I know people have seen some of these clips, some people haven't. I every 6 months, I go back and watch it. I was watching these the other day, and I was like, I want to watch these with the crew and Jamie, and I just want to feel good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want us to all feel good about ourselves. Yeah, here, Jamie. So here's him performing. Is he alive? Hard to say. So let's watch. He's about to perform. Those are his Corey's angels in the back. Those are his girlfriend. Oh, man. What happened, Yame, for anyone who's just listening?
He went to go start the song with such enthusiasm, he banged his mouth on the microphone.
Listen, he's a performer. This kind of shit happens. So now, the next clip we're going to show is from a totally different one of his shows. Can we show the one that we were about to?
You guys, sorry. Not really. I'm trying to fix it, but I smashed myself in the face and my tooth came out.
Whole other show. He's a whole other outfit. Whole different time. So apparently he has a real problem judging distances.
Distance.
Yeah, I think he might be one of us, any, if you know what I mean.
You know, I wish for him that, you know how they have these like comebacks for these stars?
Totally.
He's such a great actor. He was great in everything. Come hire him again.
Here's
Get
my
him
problem
off that
with Corey Feldman. When you watch interviews with him, he's like, hi. Like he does this weird Michael Jackson kind of thing where he's like, yes. He's like, oh, thank you. And like, blah, blah, blah. But then you see him in other times where he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, I was. So it's like, why are you pretending to be someone
hard? You know how Paris Hilton said that she had that voice to like protect herself from her trauma?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, because like, I was going to say the difference with her is she wouldn't drop it back in the day. Where like, you
right.
see him on Tuesday.
But her real voice is like fucking low.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Her low voice?
Yeah,
like, yeah. Agree. But she, speaking of feet, she's got some big feet.
Really?
Paris, yeah. You ever see Paris Hilton? Look up a picture of Paris Hilton's feet. Look how big those
Please.
Babies are.
Let's go.
She's always been very nice to me. I've run into her
a handful, 20, 30 times
in my life. I've always really enjoyed her, really loved her.
She's a fun person.
She's very fun.
Yeah, that's why she, you know.
But she, I think she had said in her documentary that her voice that she would use was like for like protection because she, you know, she went through a ton of crazy trauma as a child.
I didn't watch her
documentary. In a boarding school and stuff.
Wow.
Really giving us the full feel of how big they are? Does it say what size they are?
Make sure
it
you,
is hard to.
Make
she's
sure
an
you,
11. She's a size 11.
Make sure you blur out the ones of her vagina that just pop up, I think, when you search feet.
What?
I think there's one where, like, up top where it looked like her vagina was being shown. Like, to the right, and then, yeah, right there. Is that the one where they're, like, zoomed in on her vagina?
No, that's her foot. She has, like, a cut on it or something.
Because, you know, sometimes they do that, where, like, the celebrity's getting out of the car, and then they just zoom in on their fucking vagina, but they're zooming in on her foot.
I forgot about that. That used to be on, like, every magazine when I was growing up.
Yeah,
I totally forgot about that.
Remember that show on E? What was it called about, like, paparazzi? Was it called, what was that show called? Where they would follow paparazzi around L.A.?
Oof.
Not pop fiction? Not Pop Fiction.
No, that was a practical joke show.
I don't remember.
So when you were saying, do you remember Corey Feldman has dance moves? I also grabbed a clip. I got a clip of Corey Feldman. As Celebrities Uncensored, it might be. I got a clip of Corey Feldman for us dancing just to get a little taste in case people forgot. And he says that let's try and do no music.
This is on the Today Show.
Let's do no music because I think we might get copy. Gotcha.
I missed this one.
This is Jamie. You don't need music, by the way, because
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
This is a coveted spot in the Today Show. Whoa.
That move, Jame. Oh, this
choreography.
Guy. Well, we talk about I could watch Love on the Spectrum all day.
What are those
I could watch
girls?
Your man right here all
day. Are they actually
day.
Playing instruments, these girls?
Yeah.
I need to hear
Look,
it.
Look, this is my favorite. Ooh, ooh, ooh. He looks like Bobby Lee. he looks like Bobby Lee walking around. So my favorite, Jamie, this was called, like, I forget what the name of the song is called. But halfway through, like, a rapper comes out, and he's like, blah, blah, and he's like, we just watched Corey twerk.
You mean Doc Ice?
Oh, yeah, Doc Ice. That's right.
The man.
Yeah. And he comes out, and he's like, we watched Corey twerk. And Corey turns around. He puts his arms up in the air and has his butt to the camera, and he's, like, shaking his
Why
butt.
Why aren't we watching that?
In the most uncomfortable way. Because I didn't want to pull too many clips for people who are just listening. But
okay.
It's so unbelievable what this guy's doing. And I just...
Maybe he's doing great, and I shouldn't judge. Maybe he doesn't want to be back in the movies.
Well, there's certain theories out there that this is all an act. And, like, you know, he really knows how ridiculous he is, which I'm like, man, that would be sick if, like, he came
like
out.
Like Andy Kaufman?
Right. If he was doing, like, remember when Joaquin Phoenix was doing that movie and, like, he was pulling jokes on, like, David Letterman and this, but saying it was real, that he was going to become, like, a rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how this feels, because it's so, look, I mean, just look at him right here. He's always... You know how you say, like, some people, like professional athletes or like LeBron James, like they make stuff look easy? Mm-hmm. He makes everything look so hard. Like everything he, like, it's like even that moment, right? Like everything is like, man, this is just so difficult. And
that's
then he has,
hard to make it look good.
Yeah. And right. He has these four girls in the back who he calls Corey's angels. And like one of them is his girlfriend or wife. And then they're
all, I hope so.
And he talks to the people who interview him. He's like, yeah, well, I saved all these girls. Jamie, it's if they could get some cameras in there and we could get that
on
Netflix.
Did he used to have a reality show for a minute?
He had a show, but I think it was like he might have had some power over like how it came out and this or how he looked or whatever, where we need like. We need other people to be like...
Hey. He needs to be on Bravo.
Because while I was looking up these shows, there were other things that were like, I always supported Corey until now. And it was like in the last year and a half. And I think like he broke up with his wife and people were saying some things. But here's just a list of some of the other things he does in his other videos that, again, I didn't want to pull all the clips. There's a line in his song where he goes, and freeze. And he like stops. Jamie, he stops for so long to the point where people in the audience are like, all right, like we get it. Like, it's so uncomfortable. And he's like, and he's just, Jamie, it's so, I watch him for such a long time. There's videos of him yelling at the guitarists. There's people, videos of him yelling at the light people, like where he just fucking, he's like, can we drop the light
on
this thing?
Is he sober?
I don't know if he's sober or not, but he obviously, again, like, you know, he does talk about a lot of trauma. But what also is crazy, he's been in show business for what, 40, 50 years. He gets so excited over a headline. I think he might be one of us, Annie. Like, he gets so excited over a headline. It's bizarre.
What do you mean?
Like, it'll be like, Corey performed at this place last night. It'll be somewhere. And he's like, oh, he's like, has everyone seen this? Does Corey Feldman have an Instagram? Great point. But he, like again, after 40, 50 years in the business, it's like, it'll just say, like, Corey Feldman was at the Stardust Theater last night. And he's, like, going around showing it to people. Like, look. Like, I was, and you're like, whoa, what? Like, which is crazy, because, like, if you just Google his name, it's unlimited articles, I'm sure.
It makes me sad.
Yeah, I know, but it also makes me so happy.
Remember Dream a Little Dream? Was that what the movie was called?
Oh, I think. It makes me really bummed out that he, like, puts on this front of, like, yeah, because he does, like, this Michael Jackson thing. And
maybe
sometimes
it's not.
No, it's a full front, because then when you see him normal, he's not like mm-hmm. that. Like, he says, well, me and Michael learned how to dance together. Because people are like, oh, you got some Jackson moves. And he's like, whoa, whoa.
Wasn't he good friends with him or
He
something?
Was good friends with him.
Was he in a music video with him?
I think he...
Wow, we're
Macaulay
spending
Culkin.
Way too much time on Corey.
You're
Feldman
right. I do this every six months.
Don't
every
suck
six
us
months.
Into your black hole, Rob.
It's so fucking interesting. There's also people who kind of say that sometimes you go to his concert and he makes you wait like 3 hours. Like... Here's the thing. I think you know how they say, like, oh, doors open at 6, like, at a big concert.
Well, if he comes out 3 hours later and people are still standing there, then it's your fault, people.
100%.
You're feeding the beast.
But here's the problem. When they say, like, doors open at 6 for people performing at 9, it's because they're in an arena with, like, 40,000 people. So, like, it takes a long time to get people in. Or if you want to show up early, this. Where at his shows, the one I watched, it was in, like, a parking lot with, like, 30 people. But then they're all standing there for 3 hours. Waiting for him to come out. It's kind of like, that's not cool.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something I want to talk about with you, Yamie, is Settlers of Catan. I knew that would get a big smile on your face. Tell people about your love for Settlers of Catan and
my
what it is.
Dear friends Dave and Odette Annabelle taught me Catan when about 2 years ago. I think it is an incredible game.
And tell people what it is who don't know.
It's a board game. It'll be a very long-winded explanation. So it's just a board game that you play with people. It takes strategy and skill, and similar to Monopoly in that you have to like figure out where to build things, and you roll dice. And Dave always says it's a perfectly designed game because as soon as you think it's going your way, there's a roll or there's a this, and things change. I play it. Here's the thing.
Oh, but yeah, be honest with the people.
I know when I'm in a good place in life, when I'm not playing it a lot on the internet, when I'm not maybe in the best mental state, I'm playing so much Catan online. So much.
Yeah.
I feel like I get a lot of aggression out. Like when somebody makes a move, I'll be like, fuck you. Like, you know, I don't talk that way in my normal life. So like it's my way to like
absolutely.
Get stuff out, you know? I love it so much.
You love it so much.
This is a perfect table to play Catan on.
Yeah, and there's very few things that I see. You know, we talked about how I get lost in Love on the Spectrum. There's very few things I see you get lost in the way you get lost in Catan. Like, you are...
Well, you've got to pay attention because you also need to see... There's resources that you get, and you need to see what... I have to remember kind of what resources other people have. So you can't, like... If you want to win, you can't half-ass it. You got to really... What are you laughing at me?
It's cute to hear you nerd out.
My nerd out.
That's very funny.
I have a lot of nerd in me. A lot.
So if it was up to the guys in your DMs, you'd have a little more. If there was a level of 1 to 100 on like how good.
In my opinion.
That you are at Settlers of Catan.
Oh,
like
how 100, good I am?
100 is the best.
I'm a 75.
75. Okay. So
I
like,
would be confident to sit with some of the best.
That's what I wanted to know. If could we.
But would I think I'd win? Probably not. But I think I could. They'd be like. Respect, little girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think they'd be like, you can come and play again. Like,
elders.
It wouldn't be, like, embarrassing, I would hope.
So
I put in enough time.
Have you entered ever, like, any kind of tournaments online?
If there is one, I will.
That's what I'm saying. I think we should get you. I think we should test you against the best.
I would love it.
I think we got to do. We've got to find a Settlers Catan tournament for Jamie and see how you do.
Talk to me, Cataners. Yeah, Settlers, where are you?
Maybe we get a little vlog going.
Let's settle in.
Yeah.
I love it.
Is there like a community? Like, you know, poker has like
I like to be the color red.
Okay.
When I'm not the color red, I get a little thrown off because I'm like looking at the red. I'm like, oh shit, that's not mine. So I like to be the red. Cutter's always orange.
This sounds like Love on the Spectrum.
Cutter and I have gotten in some massive arguments playing Settlers of Catan. Like,
really?
Massive.
And what are these arguments?
Because I'm just like, first of all, he takes so long when it's his turn. Like, so long.
Everyone is autistic. Just everyone.
And like, you know, sometimes you can pick and you move the robber and you can pick and put it on somebody's and pick which card. And he's like always coming after me. And I'm like, it's personal. Like, you didn't have to take one of my cards. I'm clearly not winning. He's winning. Take one of his cards. Like, shit like that. He just pisses me off the way he plays. I don't like it. And he's so cocky. Like, he's just, if he wins, we hear about it forever. But if I win, it was like something went wrong that I won, you know?
He loves to do that shit.
But you know what's cool? Since I've been playing online a lot, the other day I was like, it was like, you know, 12 in the afternoon and him and I didn't have anything for a little bit. I was like, let's do this. Take out the board. He went on Etsy and bought like a nice board. So we're playing and I whipped his ass so fast. And he's like, oh, I forgot I had something to do.
Such a cutter move. Such a cutter move.
Such a cutter move.
Yeah, I want to see you. So how long can a Settlers of Catan fight last? Like, the game gets put away. Does it ever trickle into real life? Or is it the game puts
for
away,
me,
it's over?
It's over for him. It lingers for me.
Right, yeah. Well, he has an any tactic of arguing where once you start going in, he's like, oh, you know, yep. He pretends like, you know, yep. Why do you care? But it's like, dude, you care. You know?
Yeah,
but
I was telling him the other day. That I know Annie's I was moves. Like, you get defensive about being defensive. Because that's my biggest thing with him.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
just always defensive about everything.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the ADHD, too, is like your brain is always looking for something to sink its teeth into. So, like, if there's nothing going on, you're like, what? No, it didn't. Like, you know, sometimes you're just like, you'll grab onto something so stupid. Like, I do it fucking all the time.
Mm. I don't put up with that.
I would really love to see you compete with the best in the world.
I love it.
So here's what I want to know. I want to talk best board games of all time. Is that the best board game of all time, do you think?
For me, right now, yeah. Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Before Settlers of Catan, what was the best board game
up,
ever?
Growing up, I loved Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, you still play with your kids all the time.
I still play with my kids all the time.
And you have to let Jack win, otherwise he flips out.
Although, no, you know, we played this past Sunday with other people that weren't in our family, another little girl and my friend, and I think he was trying to show that he was like going to be cool, that like, you know, you knocked him back because I got a Sorry card and his position was better for me.
Yes,
so
ruthless,
I took him out.
Jamie, I love it.
And he took it pretty well. He's grown up before my eyes. So I love Sorry.
Can we put in,
good.
Man, I love the old board. That reminds me of my childhood. Can we put in top selling games of all time? Top selling board games of all time. What do you think? Number one, Monopoly, right? Has to be.
Yeah. Monopoly's boring.
Oh, chess. Yeah, that doesn't really
checkers,
count.
Yeah.
Chess, checkers.
Scrabble. I love a good Scrabble game.
Oh, I hate Scrabble. I'm so dumb.
I love a good Scrabble game.
I just can't do it. Top selling games. Can you zoom in? We can't see. Or let us know.
Oh, Monopoly, Battleship. Bo and I played Battleship yesterday. Bo and I played three games of Battleship yesterday. Whipped his ass, but he put up a pretty good game.
3-0?
3-0.
Wow.
I don't show mercy in board games with my children.
That's good. No, you're a competitive Jamie Lee. Mm-hmm. I like it. Trivial Pursuit.
Backgammon.
See, I could never get into backgammon.
That was another obsession of mine for quite some time online.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, yep. I never knew you were obsessed with backgammon.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I
like playing. Just so you know, my username.
Is it still,
if you want to find
it still
me,
a thing?
Is Mama JLD.
Mama JLD.
Yeah, so that's how you know you're playing me.
Jamie Longdick.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why it's that.
JLD.
You know me.
Candyland. Candyland was all right. Like, that's a very, like, once you're kind of seven.
That's it's like it gets you into board games as a kid.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the introduction.
Yeah.
What is that one? What does it say on the bottom? Rummikub?
Rummy Cube.
Rummy Cube.
What the
Rummy
fuck
Cube.
Is that?
Rummy Cube fucks.
I think it's like Rummy.
Yeah, it's just like Jim Rummy.
You know what else is fun? Mexican Train. I just played that the other night with my friends. That was fun.
You know what I like? You know that game where you take like the little marbles and like move them?
Moncalo.
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 But is that the one that I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Is that the white?
With the little rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. Because there's another one that's like this too where you can like move that I don't like Yo or the Asian game.
That's Go.
Go, yeah. We pronounce it Yo. But.
Remember Chinese checkers?
Chinese checkers. Yeah, how was that? That was tough, right? That was like difficult.
It was like a diamondy board.
So what's the name of this game with the marbles, guys?
Star.
Moncala?
Moncala, yeah.
Moncala. Where is that from? That it's named Moncala.
Mm.
Can we look that up?
Origin.
Moncala game origin. I love that game, man. Oh, that's a dope Moncala board.
Arabic,
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, the Egyptian.
I remember I liked that game, but that was one of those games in like, because I had to go to like fucking YMCA and shit when I was growing up, and I remember that was always one of those games that would always be missing shit because those fucking marbles, if you would be taking them home and shit, motherfuckers, 100%. Never have enough marbles in the shit.
They're pretty little gems, I get it.
I used to hate the Y when I was a fucking kid, like going, oh, I hated that. Yeah. It was so, the setup at the Y is done by like, whatever the opposite of an architect is, like just a full moron where you're like, what is,
just
I remember there
boxes.
Was like, you came out of the elevator and there was like a leg extension machine and like nothing else up there. And you're like, what the hell is going on in this place? But the basketball was solid. It always had good basketball. I'm fucking sucked, but it was always great for basketball. Best. Yeah. Are you a Monopoly?
I don't like Monopoly.
Yeah, I haven't played in so long, but I remember liking it when I was a kid. And then I don't know, now I'm just like,
I just don't like watching people get cocky.
Yeah, I just get to the point where if I'm putting effort into games, I feel like it should be poker. Like, that's when I wanted to learn backgammon so bad, and I was like, I'm gonna get obsessed with this, and it's gonna take 6 months away from like something I could be doing with poker. But backgammon seems fun.
When you're ready, I'll teach it to you. It's fun.
I've learned it so many times, and I just forget. Oh. Like, I will remember nothing of it. It's like when I watch what's the Leonardo DiCaprio movie with the dreams?
Inception.
I watched Inception. 6 months later, I could watch it again. I'd be like, I don't remember any of this.
That's me in most movies, to
be
honest.
I don't know how. I don't know how it happens.
It's because we're.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. Speaking of yelling at your kids, I was wondering, would you ever consider recording yourself for this pod, yelling at your kids?
I just can't see myself being like, hold on.
No.
And then yelling.
Totally. But the reason I thought of this is because we were at your place a few weeks ago, and Bo had a thing, you know, where there was a problem. And you were like, go in your room.
He threw Jack to the ground.
Threw him to the ground. And like, you know, it was a ruckus after. And it was like, go in your room. And he went in the room. And then Cutter just sits there watching him on his phone for 30 minutes. Like,
in the nest.
Reporting every move he makes. And you were like, all right, I'm going in. And that's where I was like, I didn't want to be like, hey, Jamie, can you take this phone and record yourself? But a moment like
it's
that.
It's on the nest.
Because, maybe that, yes, because it was like full.
I laid in well, though.
That's why I'm saying I think it would be great for this pod.
I remember walking out of that room and I was like, pew.
Yeah.
Like mic drop. Like, whoa. I was in flow. Like, what I was saying was hitting home. It wasn't mean, but it was very direct. And it was very clear. He got it. We've had new rules in our house. It's exhausting for me, but my kids aren't allowed to be together right now.
Wow.
They're home from school.
They're the best kids I know when they're not together.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Exactly. They get home from school. They have a snack and they're not allowed to eat till dinner. So there's no pantry and there's no television until after dinner and shower. So they get 30 minutes of TV a day. That's it. And my nanny takes one and I take one. And then we switch, like periods in a school. And then we switch. So someday one kid will help me cook dinner. Another day I'll give the kid the bath. Like we switch on and off. And it's been only 4 days. Pretty awesome. Like I had Jack solo. He went in a Target run with me yesterday. He was a joy.
He's so good.
He was a joy.
So good. Like it's crazy how good they are. You're like, man, because it's like a refresher where you're like, oh shit, I forgot you guys were so good.
Yeah.
Like
when you they're together, you like them.
You're like, and it's not even like they do such bad stuff. They just piss each other off constantly, which then leads to everyone being pissed off. And it's like, yo, dude, we're trying to watch football, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But so can we get that footage from the nest? Let's bring that for next week.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want to break down. I want people to see Mommy Lee.
Eeky. Okay.
Yeah, I want to see. Oh, that's great.
This is very vulnerable.
I love it. No, but it was a good performance by you.
I was proud, but still, that's like, you might as well.
You got to pick that mic. You drop back up for this pod.
That's right.
You got to let people know what was going down in there.
Walking around barefoot naked.
Yeah.
Just giving it all to you.
That is, you're getting about $100,000 a pick for that. Do we have that memory lane?
That's funny. I had a similar thought though when I was hanging out with some friends and some homeless girl came up, started talking to us, and she was like, you know, just clearly out of her mind. She was like pretending like she was already our friend, you know, just like saying a bunch of wild shit. And so it was whatever, you know, we were kind of just entertaining it. We're like, it's funny, it's whatever. And then she's like kicking her bags over to us, and I see one of the bags move. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you have something in that bag? What's in that bag? And then she's like, oh no, this is just my buddy, whatever the fuck the name was, but it was a cat. And the cat comes out of this bag, bro. And I had such a fucking internal dilemma because I'm like, it's so clear that, you know, she kicked the bag over to us.
Fuck.
So it's so clear that she doesn't have this animal's best intentions in mind. But then at the same time, like, I wanted
like
to steal
her
that
only,
cat so
far.
Exactly, exactly. I'm like, but am I really going to take the only thing this bitch got? Like, fuck. Yeah. I was so, yeah, same thing. I'm
You're like,
I
listen,
don't know,
I'm not going to be your friend, but I'm also not going to take your cat. So
yeah, that's where I landed. Yeah. That's where I landed. Yeah. Felt like shit about that for fucking years.
that would stick with me too.
Fuck.
I get it.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You got our memory lane?
Oh, wow, Rob.
Wow. Do I have a scar on my face? Or is that lipstick? That's lipstick.
Yeah.
Might be a scratch.
So I have my old wedding ring on.
If you look up more, I think it's... Oh,
this was Beauty and the Beast. This
was... You're fucking married here, dude. You look like a kid.
This was Beauty and the Beast opening 2002?
Rob, you want to guess?
I have no... I just know that shirt is Hugo Boss. Shout out.
Nailed it.
Wow. It was 2002?
Yeah.
So 17... James, you are, I can't believe you're married. Talk about child abuse.
Or engaged.
The fact that you're fucking married or engaged here is you look like a fucking child.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Holy
I had no right being a wife.
See, that's like, I really feel like there are photos of me before I started doing coke and then after. And I feel like my face is different here and it changed when I started doing coke. But that could just be me.
What do you think it?
Like, there's just something different about me here than, does anybody else
innocent?
See?
Probably the innocence. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just like, but even like, I don't
you
know,
like that
I
baby fat kind of.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a baby fat. This is before I started staying up for 3 or 4 days at a time.
Yeah. all those things can take their toll for sure.
Yeah. That's what it is. But wow, Jamie, you, I can't believe we let you get married at this age.
That's what I say. Where was anybody?
Where were we?
Where was anybody?
Fuck. I feel like we failed you.
You did.
We were letting you wash your clothes in dirty, filthy water.
That's exactly what we were basically
letting
doing.
Letting her keep the cat.
Yep.
Fuck.
Letting me
I'm
keep
sorry,
the cat.
Jane.
Live on a bus.
We should have taken it. But also, like, there's a 50% chance where if we tried to step in, you'd never talk to us again because you were so in love.
Not true.
You were so in love with
Not
that
true.
Guy. I don't know, Jane.
If enough people said it to me, it would have planted the seed.
Yeah, but then you also had the people saying not, right? Like your parents liked him, right?
My parents loved him.
Loved him, yeah. So if I'm stepping, you're going to be like, shut the fuck up, you little kid. Look at me, the innocent. You'd be like, yeah, get your innocent face out of here.
Yeah, that's how I spoke. You're right. That's exactly what I would have said.
I hope we're going to find out next week when we listen to
when
that
I
tape
play
of
Catan.
You talking to your son. We're going to hear exactly how you talk. You want to do an email before we go?
Yeah.
Should we let the boys
yeah,
decide?
Yeah, boys, tell me which one to do.
You got it.
Read the title.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Conflicting boundaries. Erectile dysfunction is a bummer. Adult pigtails. Newborn life.
Adult pigtails.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was going
to
be.
Hello. I have been absolutely loving the podcast and would love to get your opinion on adult pigtails. Whenever I see an adult wearing pigtails as a hairstyle, I immediately assume they are out of their mind. The only exception to this would be French braided pigtails. I like those sometimes. French braids tell me you're on the go or you're about to partake in some sort of physical or outdoor activity. An adult wearing schoolgirl loose pigtails is a wild decision and has me wondering if you have any issues you have not dealt with. Am I an asshole for thinking this? Can't wait to hear what you have to say. Love you guys, Kaylee.
I want to get your opinion as a woman first.
I think they're weird. I think to actively put your hair into little ponytails, unless they're like low, like this and loose.
Do you have two bands on there right now?
This is just one.
Oh, damn. I was going to say, can we see Amy
but
Lee pigtails?
Here, you know, unless you had like two little loose ones, I could deal with that.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
Two pigtails like this, N-O. You know what I do sometimes do though, is I'll do like two little space buns.
What's a space bun?
Like
two
little...
Princess Leia.
No, but like up in the back towards back of my head.
Oh, okay.
Where you look like a teddy bear almost. Yeah. Yeah, there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a extreme. But
you should
yeah.
do that for the next pod.
My like that?
Yeah. You used to have those like baby hairs, right?
Two braids? Two braids is fine, like she said. But two pigtails? I agree. Not, yeah, like the pink girl in pink over there. Like nobody, no grown woman over... 35 should 30 really but I'll give you to 35 should be wearing your hair like that.
Yeah, listen, I think if a girl's going out and she wants to fucking have some fun, it's like, yeah, why not? But I think if you're doing that every day, it's I mean, I don't know, maybe if it's your thing, I don't know, it doesn't really
well,
say
well, all these women look amazing and they've
like
you like know,
yeah,
she, like,
oh, like this woman with the, it kind of I gotta say this is might be a little fucked up for people to hear. When someone does it with brown hair, it kind of looks normal, but when a blonde does it for some reason, it looks crazier. Like it just
well,
it looks
like Baby
like
Spice. That's how she wore her hair.
Yeah, and it kind of just gives
yeah,
you like
yeah. See
a,
this chick the from the whatever
True Confessions
show. Yeah, like that's not okay.
Really? See, I don't know. I think like she's also wearing like a lock around her neck and like
that's Christina P's people right there.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. I feel like she has a vibe that like I can't pick like the hair is mm-hmm. wild. You know what I mean? Like I don't know.
I mean, I guess it just depends how it's done.
How's the feeling in the booth for adult pigtails?
Depends how it's done, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like I don't see it often, so I don't really think about it.
Yeah, I guess I don't see it too often. I don't think I'd care. Yeah,
I'm going to wear them next time.
Yeah, you know you know what it does kind of remind me of, and the only time I do see adult pigtails is when I open up the homepage for like a porn site. It's kind of a porn thing that you'll
they're being grabbed onto.
I mean, I feel like the I feel like that's the message, right? Like that's what they're trying to be. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but then also you think like, "Oh, a poor chick can't just like put two things in her hair without having to be like, oh, she's thinking about porn, like, you know, like, well, what's on your mind? It's like, I just fucking put my hair, like, it's just so...
I mean, I don't know.
It's the world we live in.
There's nothing a guy could do with his hair where it's like, look at this guy thinking about fucking sex, like, you know what I mean? It's just like...
I mean, it'd be kind of like maybe, like, us doing, like, a mohawk after 30. It's kind of like, all right, man.
But that's just, like, a loser kind of, you know, that's just, like, you're just, like, really looking for attention or whatever. Where this, I feel like just with pigtails, we kind of go right to sex, right?
A pigtail is way more effort than just a ponytail, though. You know what I mean? That's like,
I don't.
You're parting your hair, you have to smooth it down. Like, you know, when I wear a ponytail, I'm just, like, throwing it up in the back. So a pigtail is a way more... Yeah, that's not okay.
Even think... Like, I just think that doesn't look good. Like, I would just be like, yeah, let's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The black girl on the... that looks good to me. I don't know.
Black girls are different.
Yeah.
That changes it.
She... Yeah. Why it looks...
See, those
okay
are
tattooed.
How grown woman pigtails. That's what that's called.
Probably, yeah. That's true. Maybe because they're, like, higher up. They look good. I don't know. Thanks for who?
Thanks, Kaylee.
Kaylee sending in this. Is it Katie?
Kaylee. Here, right here, right here.
Oh, and this one is Katie. Look, we got a lot of.
We got a lot of K's.
All right, guys.
All right, guys.
We will see you. Go ahead. You want to finish the sentence?
We'll see you next time.
There you go. See you next time. Bye.